This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, starting the hour with an overview of some of the news that affects farmers and people. This program is dedicated to farmers, family farmers, to the families that not only produce but who use our products. Farm Family Food. That's what it's all about. The coronavirus is certainly with the farming community as well as the rest of the world have been the thing that we focused on for the most part the last 3 or 4 months here, and what's going on, various people and various companies, various farms dealing with the COVID-19. Some have become very, very nimble. I have the story from New Hampshire of the Robertson family on the Bonham Farm, 440 acres, 10 miles outside of Concord, New Hampshire. They wanted to create a creamery, a small business where they pasteurize and bottle and market their own milk from their own cows. They started to bottle last summer. They had to borrow $1 million to build a processing building and to get all the machinery that they needed. I know I went through that whole thing myself when I was selling milk. 20% of the production of their 190 cows was being bottled on site. The remaining was sold to Agrimart, which is the wholesale co-op, if you will. And now, because of COVID and because of quarantine and all kinds of things, there's now with both the Dairy Farmers of America and Agrimart, you are forced into a quota. And whatever milk you made in March, which is the lowest point of the year, that's all the milk they'll take from you. If you want them to take it, they'll charge you $14 a hundredweight to take the milk from your farm. If you can imagine anything as crazy as that. Anyway, so these people changed their production in March when the largest retail customer, Hannaford Farms, Hannaford, the store chain, said that they couldn't allow customers to return glass bottles because of COVID-19. So they took a few days. They installed new machinery designed to put seal caps on plastic bottles, and now that's what they're doing. They had to spend another $12,000, so no longer. The glass will come back, but I give you this idea, I give you the story because it gives you an example of how farmers are dealing with various problems that are created and caused by the Chinese COVID, and that's what it is. It's the Chinese COVID. I'm staying away from, I told a story earlier on my regular Monday through Friday program about needing tubes for some tractor tires. And I looked at the tube, the boxes, the tubes come in, and all of them said made in China. So I'm going over to the tire store later today to see if I can find some tubes for the, I've got some big ones, small ones, what I need. And I'm going to say to the guy who runs the tire store, either I get tubes that are not made in China or I'm not buying them from you. Now, he's going to tell me whether they're available from any other source, but I can tell you most of the tubes that we use, most of the tires, whether you even looked at them or not, on most of our tractors and trucks are made in China. So that's another consideration here. So I talked about dairy a little bit. In the news for fruit and vegetable growers, this business has changed the way we're working in the fields. Everybody's got to wear a mask. The older farmers are being told to sort of stay to the side because they may be more vulnerable. To limit the spread of this, there is, at least on the farms that I know of around here, a lot of information being posted that people are reading or people are being taught. I know one farmer in Hudson, not far from me, has had courses. He has about 4 or 5 folks that come up from, I think, El Salvador. He's had trouble getting them all up. You see the trouble all the time here this spring with the Jamaicans coming. A lot of trouble getting people to come up to work. But once they get here, they are taught about cleaning and sanitizing. At least this farmer and a lot of them that I know are reinforcing the way to deal with fruits and vegetables in terms of cleaning them. We got to be much more, we have to be about ourselves more sanitary, and we have to make sure that the fruits and vegetables that we're growing are much cleaner. You may or may not have seen the story this week about strawberries and other porous fruit. Organic growers are making a point of telling you that you ought not to grow, I'm sorry, that you ought not to eat strawberries and things, of course, if they're not organic. Because apparently, if you wash, somebody discovered washing regular fruit, especially strawberries, in salt water, there's some kind of a little maggot. The flies lay their eggs on the strawberries, and a maggot grows under the skin. And the thing that brings them out, apparently, is this salt water. Can you believe that? Wow. That's a new one on me. And so you think about that and how it will affect your customers if they know that. You know, I think the guy that I know best who's, we're almost into strawberry season here in New England. They wash them all before they sell them, but it's best to wash them when you get home. How do you clean for maggots? You don't. There's some food for thought. As far as 60 seconds on the Corona relief package for farmers, the 1st of June, which is upon us, will provide some relief to farming, a $19 billion package. Cattle farmers will get $5 billion. Dairy farmers will get $3 billion. Hog growers will get $1.5 billion. Row crop producers will get almost $4 billion. Specialty crop producers, $2 billion. I guess that includes me because I grow a lot of hay, that sort of thing. So whatever your losses were between January 1st and April 15th, you get 85% of the price loss during that period, limited to $125,000 per commodity. But hopefully, as I say, that money is not going to be going to anybody that lives on Park Avenue in New York or Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach. A lot of the money that came out in the China thing, the commodities, supposedly were making up the difference because of the trade problem, went all to the wrong people. So let's hope they fixed that problem for farmers to benefit from the continuing focus on relief on the farm. Doug Steffen here. In a moment, we're going to meet Jim McFadden, who runs one of the most successful auction houses in the country. I thought that would be an interesting way for us to spend some time learning how the ins and outs of auctions from a prominent auctioneer, how that works and how it affects the people on the American family farm. Right now, a reminder about not only for all farmers, but customers, everybody everywhere needs to be getting a good night's rest. And if you don't have a comfortable pillow, and if you're not keeping your pillow, your bed area clean by washing pretty much everything that you sleep around, including the pillows, and you say, well, I don't have pillows I can wash, so you need to throw them out. You need to go to MyPillow.com. You need to be buying these. What better time to do it? Buy one, get one free. That's the deal now at MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code and you'll save all kinds of dough. In other words, you're buying one and getting one free, no matter whether it's pillows, towels, sheets, you name it. You can wash the, well, you know you can wash the towels and sheets, but you can also wash the pillows. Can't do that with anything else. That really makes it worthwhile. Get involved. Invest in your safety. Invest in your comfort. Invest by going to MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code on the radio listener special page. Buy one, get one free. Financing available for anything that you spend over $200 at MyPillow.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
This is the American Family Farmer, continuing now with our focus on what is a great American institution. I've been going to auctions, farm auctions, since I was a kid. I don't know what there is about farm auctions or what there is about auctions in general that, I don't know if excitement is the right word, I don't know. It's just something that's fun. And you meet and see a lot of very interesting people, characters. So I've invited Jim McFadden, who runs McFadden's and Sons Auction House in Sharon Springs, New York, a place that I have frequented. I think, in fact, I may have gone to your first auction.
You may have, Doug. May 1st, 1985. Two tractors and a couple of hay wagons and a few things. The auction lasted about an hour, and it was at an old lumber yard that I used to own. It's a little old property in our village, Sharon Springs.
I think I went to the first one at the property where you are now, which is on Route 20 in Sharon Springs,
yep.
New York.
That could be in 1987, you bet.
Yeah, I think that's it. So you have an interesting story. Spend a couple of minutes telling us why and how this all came to be.
Well, Doug, I grew up on a dairy farm. My father actually was a World War II veteran and a trucker and owned a service station, and he wanted to raise his kids in the country. So in the 60s, he bought some farm property and became a dairy farmer. Started with 25 cows, and by the 70s, we had 600 head. And at one point, I met somebody who was an instructor at the Missouri Auction School in Missouri. And I thought, you know, I'd love to go to auctioneer school. And my father thought, what are you going to do that for? You're going to be a farmer, aren't you? So I went to auction school, came back, and I was hooked. And but within 60 days, I never milked a cow again, and that's history. I started buying and selling equipment and doing auctions and love what I do. I cannot complain, and I have one son who's already an auctioneer, and he's going to be in the business.
You know, I think I said this to you a couple of auctions ago, when I watch you with your son. I can remember those kids and I even remember your first wife's name was Rebecca. I remember seeing you all together. I remember seeing the two of them in the truck during the auction, kind of sitting on your lap. And I yep. said to you, I was amazed. You told me your older son was going to college, and I thought to myself, my God, seems like just yesterday he was a kid.
He'll have his MBA in 60 days. He's at the Saunders School of Business in Rochester, and he doesn't really know what he's going to do. My youngest, Nathan, he is ready to be an auctioneer. He's doing some auctioneer work for me. I even had him up on the block 2 hours straight. He's got a great start, and I have high hopes for him, too.
Well, this is something, though, that you can do forever. I think you once told me that if you could just do auctions all the time, it would be your preference. But you have a huge yard. You sell lots of equipment and that sort of thing. Does that go hand in hand? Do you almost have to have the two businesses in order to make them both successful?
You certainly do not. There are people who do both and do very well. Just in our situation, we've kind of made them all go together very, very good, so it works good for us in every direction. We can offer something for the customer in many different ways.
His website is macfaddens.com, macfaddens.com. The last auction we participated in was an all-online auction, which kind of bothered me at the beginning because I wasn't familiar with it. I know you've been doing it for a number of years. I want to talk about that experience in a moment because that kind of is the direction, for obvious reasons, that a lot of these auctions are going. How it all works, we're talking to Jim McFadden from McFadden & Sons Auctions in Sharon Springs, New York. On this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Jim McFadden is with me on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen, focusing on auctions and auctioneerings and how a lot of this stuff happens to come about. You can go online any day of the week and look at the number of their auction. I'm amazed at the number of auctions that there are, not just for farm equipment, but for all kinds of things. Do you find yourself doing mostly farm and equipment auctions, or do you do stuff, and do most auctioneers do all kinds of things together?
Some auctioneers do a little bit of everything. We specialize pretty much just in farm and construction equipment. We do 4 or 5 auctions a year here at our own site, and then another 15 or 20 off-site.
Mm-hmm.
But as you started to say in the last segment, Doug, and I think maybe people might want to hear a little bit about the online auctions, where this has been a really weird year for us, you know, as you said it. We've had to do things much differently than before.
So how does that affect the bottom line? And tell us how it works. And I was concerned. I asked one of the kids there that worked for you whether it worked out all right. I don't think I asked you that, but everybody, maybe I did ask you when I was up there. Because in the last auction I bought a sprayer, and when I went into the office, I wondered how it worked out, and I think you were surprised.
We certainly were. I mean, it was a pretty strong auction price-wise, and demand has been very good. Hey, I'd prefer a live auction with 1,000 people there any day. It's far more fun. The online thing is a lot more work for the auction company, and it's a little iffy for the guy buying because, you know, I mean, we put plenty of pictures up for things, but there's always something you don't see, no matter how honest the auctioneer is, whether it's me or anybody else. It's hard to see it the same as if you're there live, but we've all dealt with the cards, used the cards we've been dealt this year and made it work. And our spring one, we were scared to death. I mean, we put $several million worth of equipment on the line with no people there, and we still had 1,400 people logged on watching. So it did okay, and most other auction companies are coping with it, but we're all counting the days so we can have a crowd there again, too.
Well, I think that's it. As I said at the beginning, I enjoy the camaraderie of wandering around and just watching people. Once in a while, I find myself, the last time I was at, I think, the fall auction, I wanted to buy some canopies, but I got busy talking to some guy, and you moved so fast, by the time I turned around, they were gone. And so that, you know, you've got to be on the ball and aware of what's going on. I think that's one of the, if somebody said to you, what's the key to being a successful bidder at an auction, what would you tell them?
Pay attention. It's the most important thing. Because, hey, I've been in the business 30-plus years, and all the time I go to an auction, three items down, I want to watch that. Somebody says, hey, Jim, how you doing? I talk to you a little bit. Oh, my God, and they stole it. I missed it. It's so easy. If you go to an auction and you're there with a purpose, you need to pay attention. Pay attention to what you're looking at, pay attention to what you're buying, and pay attention to what the auctioneer says and what he's doing.
So, in a moment, as we continue here, I want to know about where you find things. Where you have, you've had a couple of recent auctions, another one that's coming up on the farm, which is, frankly, where I would rather, I'd rather go see where the equipment has been used and how it's been used, because you can't tell when you're at a regular auction unless you know the equipment and somebody says to you, okay, Jim, and I say this to you all the time, tell me about that piece of equipment, and you may or may not know something about it. And so, but going to the farm and looking around the farm, I think, is very helpful. So we'll talk about those things and where you come up with things to sell, because as you said in the last auction, you had a couple of $1 million worth of stuff. Where does it all come from? Jim McFadden is here. McFadden and Sons Auctions. We're talking about auctions, auctioneering, the experience of going to an auction, why it's a good place to buy things, why it's a good place to sell things. I have found both work for me, buying and selling. So this affects how life is on the farm. Most farmers that I know do buy things at auctions and do sell things at auctions. So this is a part of Americana, especially the farm scene, that's very prevalent. The American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey guys, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mop and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to.
We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a grim milestone as the United States reaches over 100,000 deaths due to COVID-19. Senator Kamala Harris said so many families have suffered a terrible loss.
Parents, the brothers, sisters, relatives of people who are mourning their loss. And in many ways, the number, it's senseless and it's tragic.
California has joined Illinois, New Jersey, and New York as the fourth state with at least 100,000 known coronavirus infections. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo met with President Trump and then later said members of Congress should not say states like his should be on their own to recover economically.
Mr. Federal Legislator, you're nothing without the states, and you represent the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Have you ever wondered if you've been micro-targeted by advertisers? USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports on one lawmaker's bid to make sure that doesn't happen.
Democratic Congresswoman Anna Eshoo of California introducing the bill that would restrict micro-targeting efforts on political ads. It's called the Banning Micro-Targeted Political Ads Act. It would bar platforms like Google and Facebook from allowing advertisers to directly target messages based on the demographic or behavioral data of the users. Micro-targeting has drawn heightened security in the wake of the 2016 presidential election when U.S. officials did learn of targeted disinformation campaigns by Russians. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It was to be the first piloted flight to orbit from U.S. soil in nearly 9 years, but SpaceX had to postpone its historic launch due to bad weather. The Crew Dragon spacecraft and Falcon 9 rocket were given the all-clear and we're awaiting the countdown to blastoff.
Pull is complete, and we have a go to proceed with propellant load.
But unfortunately, a storm caused them to scrap their launch plans.
So we basically scrubbed due to three rules that we were violating.
Thick clouds, rain, and lightning were too close for comfort. Crew Dragon Commander Doug Hurley.
Everybody was ready today, and we appreciate that. And the ship was great, and we'll do it again, I think, on Saturday.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Spending time here in the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Jim McFadden, who likes to tease me every once in a while. He knows my name. My given name is Dudley. And I remember, I don't know how recently it was, but you said when I had bought something, because, you know, when I want something, and you know this, when I want something, I pretty much stick to it. And if I've decided I want to buy it, I buy it. And so I think one time, fairly recently, you said, going to Dudley.
Yep.
And sometimes,
well, I only have two guys named Dudley who buy anything from me. So.
Oh, really? Well, okay. That's easy enough then. That's good.
Yep.
So how do you find that? Let's talk about the composition, the makeup. What is there and why it's there and how it gets there when it comes to your auction? And your auction's got to be pretty typical of others around the country.
An auction like ours, they aren't all like ours, but, you know, ours is different. Like, if you go to a farm sale, everything belongs to one person, everything off that farm, or, say, a construction equipment liquidation, everything is theirs. Our auction tends to have some appeal of a little bit for everybody we try to do. Usually we own about half of what's there, which we bought to resell, whether it's whether it's a trade-in we've gotten here or something we bought at another auction we bought privately. And then the other half is usually consigned by other people, both dealers, farmers, or individuals who have items to sell. And we try to have a lot of farm equipment and a mix of some construction and consumer-type items also so that we have a wide appeal.
So under the circumstances, how do you know, as you're watching what's going on, whether you want, if it's something that you own, give us a little insight or inside as to whether you protect the stuff that you have and you know what it costs you so you don't want to take any bids below that, or do you just let it go? Or how do you decide as you're watching the auction and what people are bidding as to whether you want, or even the consigner wants to let the item go?
Well, I mean, usually we have with the consigner, we have a little conference with them ahead of time, and always 90% of what's in our auctions is there on a one-way ticket, you know? There's always a couple people that are a little worried about it. We'll have a conference with the consigner a little bit, and we'll make sure they're ready to sell. And if they're a little iffy, we might have to call them and see what we have bid to let it go. But as I said, that's only like in a small percentage. And the same, every auction we have a few items that don't sell, but it tends to be, you know, less than 5%. We're there to do business, and so is the customer. And we want to sell, and the customer wants to buy. And only in an instance where it's just absolutely not right does it not get sold. But that is such a small percentage. It's not something to focus on. Focus on buying and getting what you want and selling what you need to sell. And that's 99% of the time what happens.
Yeah, I would guess that under the circumstances, there are things. It's colorful to just do the jargon. You said you went to auctioneer school. How do you learn how to talk like that?
That's 100 men in a room all saying, rubber baby buggy bumper, rubber baby buggy bumper.
Really, you practice saying that sort of stuff.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But really, all auction school does is just barely get you started. I mean, 90% of the learning is on the job and experience. I mean, if you're pretty green, it's easy to make a lot of mistakes. I did. All people do. Your old son has made a bunch of mistakes already, but he's learned a lot, and experience is the best teacher in this business for sure.
Can you imagine yourself not being there to supervise as you're, I'm guessing from what I know of you, I'm gonna guess you're in your mid to late 50s. I don't know that, but I'm guessing that's
about
where
right.
You are. Yeah. So
I'm a 1962 model.
Okay. All right. So 62. Yeah. So you're 58 and you got another 20 good years. I mean, people say to me, when am I going to start farming? And I'm not until I can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why would you? Especially you see the enthusiasm that I sense and feel from you for doing this is also, I think, what makes you successful. There are, and this goes for any business. It doesn't make a difference whether you're in the business you're talking about or any business. If you're not enthusiastic, then, you know, okay, so what, by the way, what happened to your father's farm? You didn't stay there, so what happened to the farm?
No, my brother ran it for another 10 years, and they quit farming in 94. So it's been quite a while since we were farming, yep. I own a small part of it, about 100 acres, which we rent to some farmers to grow crops on. It's when we have our antique plow day. So that land's been in the family 50 years. That's about as long as it can be in our family.
Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah, given what you said about how you set it up. So you have the auction. You sell new equipment. People go by. You got a great location on Route 20 as you're going west out of Albany. I find it pretty easy, even though I'm about 3 hours and a quarter away. It's not a bad ride. What's the furthest away from you anybody comes normally or has ever come to buy at one of your auctions?
New Zealand.
Huh?
Ha! Got you, didn't I?
New Zealand.
I had guys come from New Zealand to buy from me. We've had people from Europe come. We've had all over Europe. We've had people from New Zealand. We've had people from Africa. So it's a big world. People come a long way to buy these days. But on a regular basis, all of New England, Ohio, Virginia, and every place in between there.
Yeah, okay. I remember that I sold you or I gave you a tractor to sell, and it ended up in, was it Belgium? Some,
yes.
You told me.
Yep,
they
big,
yeah.
Must have been a big Massey Ferguson. Yep, they like Belgium and France. They corrupt all the big Massey Ferguson.
You know I like the big Massey Ferguson, so that's, you know, have them. And some of them are a little too big, though. I look at some of these tractors that some of these guys buy, and I don't. The land is a lot different. I'm in an area. I've got about 800 acres that I use, as you know, and it's mostly now hay land, some cattle and stuff. But I don't understand some of the when you look out in the Midwest at the equipment there, and this, some of the stuff that you sell is so foreign to me because it's so damn big. I don't, it doesn't compute. I think farming for me is a personal sort of a thing. It's the, you know, it's not really a business per se. It is, but it isn't. It's something more personal. And so you've got all of the different factions represented for sure. People that'll come to you that want to buy stuff because they have 30 tractors and they need 32 or whatever it is. But,
yep. Or people who come in who never owned one and want to own their first one. I see them all.
Yep, I would guess. Jim McFadden from McFadden and Sons Auction House in Sharon Springs, New York. We're talking about the pluses, the minuses, the fun that you can have in an auction, what you buy. You better be quick. You better be, as he said, paying attention. Now, please pay attention to me for the next 60 seconds as I help you work your way through the COVID experience. Early on in March, when we started to recognize what this was all about, I was saying, and the stats were proving, that most of the people that were getting sick were way overweight. 78%, as a matter of fact, of the people who are having serious problems with COVID had underlying health conditions brought about by being overweight. Diabetes, that sort of thing, chronic lung disease, all, again, cardiovascular problems that come from being overweight. Well, I wanted to approach it, and a lot of people responded and got on the program from Calitrin, the international weight loss formula that's stimulant-free and drug-free. People got on it. They lost the weight. But you know what? A lot of people who didn't have the problem before been sitting around eating pizza and pasta and watching TV for the past 3 months. So now they've got a big fat you-know-what. So they got to take care of that to make themselves look good as we hopefully get outside and enjoy the summertime. So may I send you to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. Toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV and you can acquire three of the, there's a 3 month program and a 6 month program. I like the 6 month program. It doesn't cost you any more because you buy three bottles, one for each month, and you get another one for each of the three ensuing months. This is a formula that will work guaranteed. I think that's what you need to know. 86% of the time this works. These people have been in business for almost as long as McFadden's been in business, so you couldn't stay in business if you weren't doing something right. Lose the weight safely, intelligently, and easily. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV for free shipping and the unlimited buy three, get three free.
What is the number one thing to consider when purchasing hunting land or looking at a piece of property to lease? I'll share the answer right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
One of the main things to consider when looking at land to buy or lease is your neighbors. Do they share the same management goals as you, or will they be working against your objectives? So take time to converse with the neighbors before you make your final investment. Learn more at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Jim McFadden is here on the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Having been a participant in many of his auctions over the years, that's kind of cool when you look at what has been done. You know what fascinated me? The last time I was there, as a matter of fact, I wandered around out back. I hadn't walked out back for a couple of years. And it's like a monster growing out there with all of the old stuff. How in the world do you know? And I go out with some of you guys to look for things. They'll call you up. You know where everything is. How do you keep track of all? You must have hundreds of old tractors back there for parts and stuff.
We say there are between 2,000 and 3,000 at the present time. I'm fortunate that I have a photographic memory, which has served me well in this business. But you have the same reaction as my brother from Texas, who comes every few years. He says, it looks the same, but the piles just got bigger, he says.
Well, it is. Yeah. Now, the emphasis on new versus used and little things that you have, like going into the store, you expanded the store in the last 3 or 4 years, the antique tractors that are out back, collector's stuff, that always seems to, and I think you've learned, you figured this out, it always brings a premium. Does it bring people to the auction? Do you have certain things or types of things that will bring a certain group in, let's say the gentleman farmer? How's that for a term?
For sure. I mean, the things people want the most: a good tractor with a loader, preferably a four-wheel drive tractor with a loader, or a very desirable antique or collector tractor. That's not quite as big a thing as it was 20 years ago. The tractor collecting has slowed down a little bit. But any kind of a four-wheel drive tractor, a compact tractor with four-wheel drive, and a backhoe. Everybody wants a backhoe, too. Tractor, loader, backhoe, and a compact four-wheel drive.
All right, so the country gentlemen that come there, you have to teach them how to use the machine, right?
Yep, my delivery guy is the most patient individual I've ever met. That's why he does it, not me. I don't have the patience, but I even tell people that. I said, look, I've got a guy who has the patience of a saint. He'll come, you don't need to know a darn thing, and he'll teach you, and he does.
Yeah. So do you find that to be, once in a while, there's so much going on in your mind, I can see your mind working, it's hard to be personal. Like, I might come up to you during an auction and say, what about this? And you may not be able to give me the time or the information that I want to have, so I'll sort of steer clear of it. Whereas, oftentimes with you, I can also, by watching you and acknowledging, I can almost trust your movements to steer me in the right direction. Whether I'm selling stuff, I'm going to bring some stuff out to the auction, as a matter of fact, for the end of June, a plow and a round baler and stuff. And, you know, you'll tell me what it's going to bring, and you're always pretty close to what it's going to bring.
Oh, sure. I mean, you've been standing right there, and I'm selling something else. Right? You know, I've got $2,500. You want to get $2,600. I'll say, you're good, Doug, right? And you just walk away because. I tell you, we're getting enough, you know?
Right. Yeah, right. If you tell, I just won't worry about it. And the same is true, however, when I buy things. I think that I, once in a while, I'll think that I got shortchanged because I didn't move fast enough or you weren't looking. I mean, this is for everybody. If you're serious about buying something, you better be on the spot. I think that's what I've learned.
Right. Pay attention. Don't buy something you don't want. But if you want it, pay attention and get it bought, too, you know, because if it's something hard to find, it's not like you can go tomorrow and find another one, you know?
Exactly. So last question has to do with people in pain. Is it harder now with things being tougher to get people to pay?
It is. We're seeing a little bit of that.
I mean,
it's still pretty good. But it used to be we'd have an auction. We might have one or two people in a year who don't pay. And now it seems like there's one or two every auction we're chasing.
Really?
Yeah. For the most part, we get them collected, but people are extending themselves a little further than they should, I will admit.
Yeah, I think that's true. All right, well, you can check out McFadden and Sons if you go to the toolbar, just put McFadden's.com in there, see the upcoming auction in Connecticut. I think I'll go to that. That looks pretty good. McFadden and Son. Great information and a great education. Jim McFadden from McFadden's and Sons in New York talking about auctions here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Now this comment. Looking into what has become the forgotten farm. I was thinking about this as I was driving through a couple of areas out in western Massachusetts. The land is not being used. There was a documentary that was produced called Forgotten Farms, and it basically focuses on what is going on with American the education that has steered us away from understanding where our food comes from. It's a very big problem, although I think that it's being addressed to a point now because we're going to grocery stores and there are no food items on the shelves, there's no meat, there's no produce, and it's getting a little better, but it has forced people into learning where the food comes from and where they can get it. And does it change? I've seen a huge change this year. Interest in CSAs, people buying dairy products direct from the farmer, farmers changing their mode of operation to have much more attention on their farm and farmers markets, that sort of thing. I like the fact that there are more and more people. There was somebody in one of our school systems around here that wrote an article in one of the farm papers about what it was like to live in a farming community. This youngster, because there is a huge gap in youngsters' knowledge of farmers and farming like I have never, ever seen before. You know it, and I know it. People are clueless. Once you get into the youngsters who are in their 30s and younger, there's just this naivete about farming. I see it on my farm. Youngsters come to the farm to see the calves on my farm and the cows and other things that are part of, we have eggs, so we got chickens all over the place. And they just don't understand. And they're excited, and it's kind of cute to see parents taking pictures of the children next to a little calf, or maybe sticking their finger in the through the wire to have the calf suck on it a little bit and go, "Ooh, mommy," that kind of stuff. Or to have a father take his son and sit on the tractor and get his picture taken. It's like foreign. It's like you're in another world. And it troubles me, and that's one of the reasons I started doing this program, to bring people into sort of closer proximity with the sources of food, and also to encourage the family farmer to stay in business, come up with ideas that, you know, you learn. I interview lots of different farmers, and we got ideas that help us okay, I'm going to try this on my farm. And that's the idea. Concept of farming has changed so dramatically now. A lot of small boutique farmers around. There are many people who are making a living out of growing produce that at the end of the year, if they make $10,000 cost of production versus what they take in, they're lucky. And I know I'm looking at these numbers myself because, frankly, I've used those numbers. You have to have those numbers in order to file for help in this circumstance with the COVID-19, the money that supposedly is going to be directly sent to farmers. We'll see how that works. This is the first week that you can apply. And so you can, you know, you do it and you hope for the best. But one of the things hopefully that we will get out of this is using the money to help promote ourselves and to have an understanding, again, the naive views of farming. It's not just students, it's adults, parents. There's just the commercial farm I'll tell you something. What's happened is that there have been a lot of undertones and overtones on the farm because of various TV producers trying to do the gotcha interview and going to a farm and seeing somebody abusing cows, and then that becomes an international conversation. And it's not by any means the norm, but it certainly hurts. And so this idea of doing the Forgotten Farm video is an effort to kind of change that, to dispel some of the rumors, the bad information. I think a lot of people just have wrong information, harmful information. They don't realize what the farms do for the communities they're in. People in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts, they don't have a clue. I mean, a lot of people in town don't even know that my farm is here. Even though we promote it all the time, we want you to come out. Produce guy, the same thing. Although I do see, and the Center for Agricultural Development and Entrepreneurship has suggested that there is going to be a difference this year because people are concerned. They're going out finding farms. They're joining CSAs, and I would encourage you to do that. Plus, they're really supporting the farmers' markets as that season begins as well on the farm. So some thoughts about not forgetting the Forgotten Farms from Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer. It's our return.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.